Next year alone, the Department of Health Services is asking for a 19% increase in state funding. It wants another 6% increase the year after that. DHS is the agency that's in charge of Medicaid, which means it's responsible for reimbursing hospitals, doctors, and dentists when they care for low-income patients. UW Stevens Point political science professor Ed Miller specializes in health policy. Miller says the department's budget request sounds high, but he says it probably reflects the increased costs of Medicaid.
We'll have additional recipients for Medicaid. We have an expanded program, Badger Care Plus, to cover more people, and just simply the increase in medical costs.
DHS is asking for a lot more tax dollars than it was just 2 years ago. But in the last budget, the governor and lawmakers tapped into other pots of money to pay for health care. The state's largest doctors group is suing the state over one of those moves that took money out of a fund that's set aside to keep medical malpractice premiums down. Wisconsin Medical Society lobbyist Mark Rappentine says it makes more sense to do what the department is asking for this year.
You're talking about an increase in the general tax dollars that are used, and it's the most stable form of money that can come into a department. And I do think that makes a lot of sense, that if you're trying to support programs that are designed to provide health care to the sickest and the poorest of Wisconsin citizens, you want to make sure that the money coming in is very stable.
DHS declined repeated requests to comment for this story. The governor has said all agencies will need to trim back what they're asking for, but he's also stressed the need to protect Medicaid during a time when more people will need it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.